Hey guys, it's that time of the week again. Welcome to the White Noise Podcast.
Don't intro it like a paedophile.
Episode 6-7.
Oh, 6-7.
Don't act like a paedophile.
What paedophiles are doing that?
I feel like that's the sort of thing they would do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
Some, you know, on their level.
Mass was so excited for episode 6-7.
Yeah.
Intro it like that.
Imagine my shock.
I wasn't going to do it. He talked me into it.
You didn't even do it. You just said, well, whatever. Hey, guys. It's great to be here.
I'm here with Max Smith.
Ooh.
I'm also here with Stephen Tries.
Why are you saying it like that? Are you concerned?
No, I'm not concerned. I'm excited.
Are you concerned?
I'm going to sub in Ormrod any second.
Really?
Now.
Wow. Really?
I'm joined by Stephen Tries.
Yeah.
Begging it.
Yeah, proper beg, mate.
And a couple of weeks ago, I did, as you well know, make the mistake of inviting Khaled onto the podcast.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
That guy.
Obviously.
What was Ryan doing? What was Dave doing?
Probably
Ryan. Kevin Green doing?
Well, for a couple of weeks, we were able to keep him at bay, weren't we? By changing the time, inviting bigger guests, but like
maybe
a dog with a bone.
Room.
You think it'd put me off?
Do you know what? I'd rather have a dog with a bone.
Dog with a bone.
I can get my dog.
Okay. Can we work that in?
If at some point that happens and I just cut out, I wouldn't be offended.
Oh, sorry, I didn't even. Yeah, sorry, I didn't even turn to my right.
Testament to his tenacity.
Oh, God.
3 weeks later than planned.
You can't keep me away.
Callie Gale, Santa Couch.
Thank you. It's almost embarrassing that I've always been available when you've asked the next week. And I try and play it cool, but.
There's something wrong with having Wednesdays free.
No, I've got my Wednesdays free.
Middle of the week.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I'm waiting for the text, waiting for the call up. Sometimes I get the text, I get the call up, I get some back out from you. Yeah.
I get a confirmation. I see confirmation.
Sometimes I get a confirmation, and then because I'm paranoid, I message going, I'll just check again.
Do you know what the issue is, Khaled? Is somebody's booking guests for other people's episodes.
Which is wild. I had Simon Wozniak, a stand-up comedian.
Yeah, really.
Never had on before.
Yeah.
No.
And this guy's trying to force a Khaled Gale on.
Yeah, no,
I was trying to force a Khaled Gale.
And the issue is that me and you, we're not really that close, are we? So then Tom's like, oh, get Khaled on in your week. I'm like, why am I getting him?
I've cancelled Khaled Gale twice.
Yeah. The public have as well.
Yeah.
I'm happy to do it.
Yeah. Well, if anyone.
See that 17 badge was photoshopped.
If anyone better answers the call today, I will sub out at any point.
That is good to hear.
As you've seen, I've got no shame at all.
Well, I've already heard from Tom that you complained about having a little cough, and I was thinking, mate, it was Q2 really that hard for you.
Yeah, do you know what it was? I've been on the phone.
Sent me 3 minutes worth of voice notes about how he can't stop coughing, not a single cough.
Yeah. And then at the end I went, oh, I didn't cough then, I might be all right.
You've not coughed yet.
No, I haven't, but now I'm panicking. I've been on the cough sweets, I've been on the water.
Mm.
Tom promised me some syrup to make me feel better, not seen that yet.
Didn't bring it.
What sort of weird syrup are you palming off on Khaled?
It's cough syrup.
He just said, we'll go to your car, have some syrup, close your eyes and enjoy it.
We'll crack on.
That's weird, isn't it?
Well, listen,
especially with the 6-7 stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Khaled, you sort of remind me of Chandler from Friends because I don't actually know what you do. Job, you always speak about Q1, Q2, Q3.
You're always available.
What do you do?
A lot of people at my work have been asking the same question in true. Yeah. What do I do? I sell software.
Okay.
So it's really quite, unless any of my employers are watching, then it's a rivetingly exciting job. But it's not that exciting. I ring people up, I say, do you want some software?
Is it cold calling?
No, they've kind of signed up. Can we see what this looks like? Yeah, big time.
Go on.
So who should I ring?
I'll ring.
That's normally how I start it. Ring.
Answered, yeah.
Conference call, are we all on?
Is this number?
Yeah, we'll be on.
I'm busy, mate. I'm in the shower.
Oh, he's left his camera.
Ring.
Hello?
Hi, is that Stephen?
There's you.
Hi, Stephen. It's Khaled from Insert Company Name.
Sorry, what's that I can hear in the background?
Sorry, I've
don't just watching my show. Don't worry.
Sorry, what is that?
I've got my friend Ethan.
Weird squawk.
Yeah, it's probably ruined.
Could you make sure there's no audio equipment near him, please? Sorry. That's a hideous noise.
Can you be quiet, please?
That's disgusting. You.
Sorry about that. I hope I've lost no momentum. How are you doing today? You good?
Sorry, you're
you've lost momentum.
I'm a little bit irritated.
Why are you so irritated, man?
I can hear a lot of laughing and a lot of laughing in the background. What sort of laddie office is this?
It's
like Wolf of Wall
Street. Great here in Kellett's flat.
I've just got friends on in the background. Makes it sound a bit more exciting. Yeah, but we're feeling good today. It's a Wednesday. Have you had a good day?
Who shit himself?
Sorry. Whoever the cringe and funny guy is, just to be quiet.
Are you kidding?
Let me push him off the balcony. Are you kidding?
Yeah, call
if you have one.
No, it's fine.
Don't have a balcony. But I could have a balcony.
Callan, need this sale.
Yes. Yeah?
Need the sale.
Sorry, boss.
I need to manage
him. I thought it was Callan Gale.
Yeah, very, very good. You're very witty, sir. And I think that is a reason that you and I will get on. How is your software?
Oh, God, it's there again. Yeah. Is it like a broken... Is the aircon off?
No.
What's going on there?
It's the work experience kid in the background. He loves the vibe that
at
I...
At your flat?
Yeah, I vibe around.
Sorry about my cough.
That's okay. A lot of people have them at the minute. I have a cough. See, we're building a bit of rapport now, aren't we? We feel aligned.
I haven't heard you cough once.
Okay, well... see, do you feel
what
related
did you call me then?
No, I didn't call you anything, sir.
No, you did.
Wouldn't call you anything.
Call me the C word and discuss it as a cough.
Wouldn't do
is
that.
Is that to get a laugh from what was his name, Munt?
Yeah, Munt is the...
I've been chugged off the balcony.
Yeah, he's on the balcony talking. Now. It's just me, the weird experience kid, and my boss is here as well. Mm. And he's putting a lot of pressure on me. So it'd be good to talk about if you need any software at the minute. Do you kind of need anything?
Software for what?
I probably shouldn't say explicitly because...
Explicit?
Know, yeah, oh, I shouldn't
no,
say explicitly.
No, mate, I'm not into that stuff.
Callum, you're not like going to want to say explicitly.
Web.
No, well, sorry. Well, this is the thing. I'm not going to say explicitly.
Is this your first week?
It is, yeah. I haven't made any sales
you're
yet.
Bad.
Yeah, well, this is my worry.
Time to bring in the software.
Okay. Yeah. So what's bad in your life at the minute?
Probably the last 3 minutes.
Okay. Well, if you buy this software from me, I won't call you again. For
is it something soft that I wear?
Yes, you're onto it, sir. It is a cardigan.
Callan, you've got him.
Okay.
You've got him.
I've got my manager right here advising, but he thinks...
What's their name?
Mark.
Don't tell him my name.
No, Mark is not his name.
Why doesn't he want me to know it's Mark? Is he a con man?
Mark, why have you got an issue with this, Mark?
I'm not on the call, am I?
He's not on the call.
It feels like he is. But it does feel like
you're the one who brought into this.
I've spoken to Mark more than you.
Really trying to stay out of it and just kind of manage you from a distance.
Micromanager, isn't that what
if I'm honest with you, Stephen, he's a bit of a middle manager. Well, it's actually my lunch break and it's gone a little bit longer than I was expecting it to.
So you wanted to get a quick sale before your lunch. You're more concerned about your lunch break than...
You don't need that sale.
I can't get the lunch if I don't get the sale, you see.
What are you having?
Well, I was going to just get a meal deal. So £3.80 you could spend. That's not much, is it?
Are you trying to sell me a meal deal now?
Would you prefer it if I sold you that or the cardigans?
Well, probably the meal deal.
Okay. Well, you're a luck, sir, because I'm going to Tesco's in a minute. Do you want a meal deal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Easier.
What kind of meal deal would you like?
I'll go with a tuna sandwich.
Yep.
I'll probably get a Ribena.
Yep.
And then just surprise me with the snack.
Ooh. Okay.
How much?
Have you got a club card, sir?
No, but...
Don't worry, because I have
great
discount already for you.
Fantastic. How much?
But obviously there's a delivery fee, so it's going to be £5.
Sandwich, drink, surprise.
Sandwich,
software.
Surprise, software, yeah. Mm. While I come back, you think £5 is quite cheap. What about a cardigan?
Sorry, no, I never said that.
Oh, you think £5 is quite expensive?
Yeah, I'll do £3.
Okay, but just the price at Tesco... I'm then losing money, aren't I?
I'll do £3, Callis. You've got me for £3.
I mean, it is a sale.
You're going to want that sale.
£3 or £2, and I'll chat to you about the software once you bring me my food.
Well, that sounds reasonable. When you say chat to, do you think
it's a deal, Khaled?
Okay.
I'll see you in 20 minutes.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you, Stephen.
Have a good day now.
You too.
See you soon.
See you soon. First sale, guys.
Did really well.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, guys, are you hungry for more?
I know I am.
You're not, though, the Manjaro.
Yeah, but I thought you meant great chat.
For more great chat, you can find us over on Patreon at the White Noise Poddy. We've got weekly episodes that go out on there uncensored.
And no bleeping at all.
So this won't be bleeped.
Me and my father used to into the sea and for fish.
That's disgusting.
I need to let the people know. In fact, my dad messaged me this morning and said...
Let the police know, first and foremost. Bonus weekly episodes, bonus videos.
What?
And you also get to watch all of our specials. I drank my own wee-wee.
Yes, that was really
you
nice.
You did that on the boat, didn't you?
Not mine.
£3 a month.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind, but not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
We'll talk, I'm sure, about the live show at some point.
You could do it now.
That was good. Enjoyed it. It was a good night.
Yeah.
I like the pre-show. You know, you got the nerves, you got the blood.
Yeah,
that's my favourite bit.
I was insane.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, that was
fucking mental.
I feel like that is the main talking point. Sure.
Yeah. I keep thinking about it. Just that moment where it's like I felt like I was okay. This is a bit tougher.
We should than probably
I
give them the context.
I'm gonna do it.
Tom cut his finger. Stupidly, probably stupid, really? Isn't he?
Stupid.
Main character syndrome. Oh, I'll be the hero. And I was laughing, going, "No way, mate! You'll cut yourself doing that."
What were you doing?
So yeah, it kind of went down like similar to that, but not quite like that. So we're just before we go, we're maybe about 10 minutes before due to go out. Stephen's said, "Oh, his belt's a bit loose."
Okay.
I wonder if we can get a hole in this.
But doing a lot of hip thrusts.
Yeah. And I'm thinking,
whose belt?
Stephen's own belt.
His own belt. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
It was technically Zoe's belt.
Zoe's belt. Okay.
But Stephen's wearing Zoe's belt.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah? Cool.
I'm thinking this is an opportunity for my Swiss Army knife.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I mean, it's great. Like, I've had this moment so many times. I get it out and it's perfect for whatever I need.
Yep.
Yeah. I thought, another opportunity.
Hence the phrase Swiss Army knife.
This is why I carry it. Yep.
So you've got like a, what's it, like a hole punching?
This is why he carries it.
It's for the great conversation, surely.
Yeah, well, no. Well, we'll see. So there isn't a hole puncher, but there is a corkscrew. And I regret not going for the corkscrew.
Well, if you took off his belt, you'd find another corkscrew.
Yes!
So I've reached for the big knife, thinking the point to it, I'll just get like a bit of an X going on and then just funnel into it. I don't know, it was dark, as you say, it was pre-match, nerves, you know.
Were you shaky? Do you think you're a bit shaky?
Well, yeah. I think so. I think I was, you know, just, I don't know what I was thinking, but
funny.
Pushed down and it snapped back on itself, I think. I must have just pushed too far. It wasn't penetrating the belt and I've just not straightened it up, snapped back on itself and taken the top of my finger off, fingertip.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Do you think he milked it a bit? You guys saw it happen. Do you think he was giving it?
No, it was surprisingly the opposite.
Right.
Knowing Tom and how he is in football, I thought, oh, he's going to faint or something. But he was just like, no, it's fine. And I was the one who was queasy.
Oh, really?
I was going, someone help him.
Yeah.
So Matt just stood around offering nothing. What? Help him?
You were fuming, weren't you?
You were in the zone.
Yeah, I was fuming.
I
was going for a counsellor in my head.
This is weekly at the Frog in Bucket, mate.
Yeah.
I did see you come out and you just had a pool of blood in your hand.
Yeah.
I thought it was a bit.
And you were shouting, use a tampon, mate.
Yeah.
Looks like you have.
I didn't hear that. Yeah. So I nicked an artery on the top of my finger.
Oh, whose?
So that was obviously fun. But yeah, obviously for the show, it was just a bit of...
Whoa, easy.
A bit of gauze, masking tape.
Bit of gore, more like.
A black glove and just, yeah, we had a good night.
Yeah. Cultural appropriation.
Was there any moment where you thought, I can't do this, I'm going to have to bail?
No.
That's rock and roll.
That was your plan, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Get in with the belt stuff.
Yeah. I thought,
come on. You got that knife?
Yeah. It's a sharp knife. Anything could happen.
I've got a crowd of 200 to sell to.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a scary start.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then me and Ryan planned this intro intricately, where I come out to Baker Street with Ryan playing the saxophone. Great solo. Ryan comes out, trips over the steps, and obviously the illusion that he's playing the saxophone is gone instantly. Apart from that, worked perfectly.
Yeah, really, yeah.
It's a brilliant clip.
Yeah.
We can play that clip now. It's the fact that he doesn't quite fall.
Yeah.
It's like an elongated stumble. And I'd be like, he thinks that no one's noticed. Was Zoe filming it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was obviously sat right there and I saw it. And
that
wasn't
obvious.
And it was both a...
Unbeknown to anyone else.
You just said something about software when you watch it back.
I could have avoided that if it was for the software that I sell. But it was a fall that was neither... I thought it was comedic, but it wasn't thorough enough to be funny.
No.
But it wasn't clumsy enough to look like it really hurt. So it was kind of middle of each. So it just looked like
a pointless fool.
Yeah, it really was. Yeah.
Like he hadn't committed to the bit.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was. I thought, oh, really?
So I fell on the same bit because the way the curtain is...
Begging it, mate.
I am, to be
no
fair.
No one recorded.
I did it every time.
Guys,
come on, guys. Hey, guys, I'm going out on stage.
Just slicing your finger off.
And obviously, Callum's right there.
I was selling software at this point, though. It was really
So you had a stumble too. You
did. It's because the curtains, like, you open it that way and the stairs are right there, which you don't realise the first time you go through.
So then we came out,
yep.
And obviously the first half was the wonderful,
the new patron special, But Side Down 2.
Yeah,
this time it's a sequel.
Big props to James, who's in the room over there.
Yeah, he did have some big props.
Yeah,
not easy to be assistant to the director, but he did a good job.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Kept
job.
His nose out. We've got that coming out. We've got the behind the scenes, which is really funny. Sort of exposes some people who claim to be a director. You see Tom as a runner.
Is that right?
Yeah, well, barely. You see Max giving his thoughts on why there needs to be more sex scenes. We really go into all of it. We also do a quick nonce sting with a young lad called Evan Jones. Not actually that young. Really turned your mic on for that, did you?
Just to defend myself, really, more than anything.
Your name's Ethan James.
Oh, yeah. I get more confused, sorry.
Why are you trying to defend a paedophile?
I misunderstood. I thought it was me you were throwing those accusations toward.
Why?
Bit quick to assume that.
Yeah.
That's a weird thing.
Weird, man.
Your name wasn't even mentioned.
It was the same initials, so I just went for it.
The same initials, you just...
So if someone mentions Etta James, the singer, you think it's about you. You think you've had record hits.
Yeah.
Look, I was just under pressure at the time. I just jumped in.
Ellis James, you think you're a Welsh podcaster and comedian.
Is he a paedophile?
Never said that.
No.
Okay. Are you?
So it's only...
maybe one for off pod, but are you? It's just the look, voice.
No, I can understand the
WhatsApp images.
I get
it
that.
It really is starting to piece together.
Yeah, the eyes, I understand.
Not you understand
eyes.
It all. Yeah.
No, the eyes are the one thing we think.
I get why everything is pointing towards me being a paedophile.
The jigsaw is building up a picture.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you...
And the net's closing in.
You're missing a piece.
What's that piece?
So
I'll let it tell.
Hence the strap on.
Sorry, what was the plug, Stephen?
Live show. So on Patreon, we're going to have the Butterside Down 2. Easily our best special by far. Max really put in a good performance.
Unbelievable.
You could say he's possibly the best actor in the group. Then we have the behind the scenes. We have the live show going out. All great stuff. Live show had Khalid involved, David Rees, Ryan Locke. Who made his Taken 4 joke never before seen.
Yeah, that was incredible, wasn't it?
So Caleb was telling me that when we were doing Family Misfortunes, so he's come on the stage and he's like, I think you told him before what it was, possibly, but anyway, he can't quite remember. So he asked Dave, like, what segment's this again? And Dave's like, I've got no fucking idea. And then he went down to ask Ryan. And then Ryan just completely, I'm not sure.
We were just there.
They were beating us.
I know.
Yeah, it took us a while to get what the cause was. We let you be the downfall of yourselves.
Yeah.
Then we just swept
just
in.
Just so
the
arrogant
end.
Though, weren't we?
This is something we do on every Christmas special.
Yeah, Joe, once I started playing, I remember I played it before, but...
It's Family Fortunes. Yeah, it's in the name.
It's one of the most well-known game shows.
But it's Misfortunes, and that can just throw a real spanner in the works. Yeah. Oh, this could be anything now.
The categories are misfortunate.
They are, yeah, famously.
Most likely to pay a sex worker with vouchers.
Yeah.
You were up there, weren't you?
I don't think I was. No.
Oh, right. I think it was my vote.
And mine as well.
If ever the phrase Khaled was obviously there comes into it, it's for that scenario.
I appreciate that. Yeah, that's nice.
It's a good way to do it, vouchers.
Yeah, well, you know, save up over the year.
That's him, sounds like a guy that came top.
What? You'll have to check out the live show, guys. No spoilers here.
Oh, let me cut to the live cam of you.
Just cutting the corner off a cereal box.
On a cereal box?
Yeah,
wow.
Man,
Okay.
I'm getting that
late. It's even free entry to Holton Towers.
At the end of the Tesco checkout, you know, the back to school stuff. Do you have any other vouchers?
Back to school stuff.
Just saying, good that's Lord. What it used to be called. Yeah.
Should be the name of this podcast. More if it was free entry to Holton Towers. And he goes, and then he's saying, oh, actually, no, that's out of date now.
Really?
Oh, that'd be good.
You'll
be
pedantic, aren't you? Just take it.
Oh,
please.
You think that's my motto, do you? Just take it. Yeah. Pathetic you are.
Pathetic.
Pay your way, you'll have your lay.
The guy using coupons to get sex is pathetic.
And I'll tell you what. Because they're out of date, you're out of a date. Yeah?
Wow.
It would have been a date.
Enjoy wanking in the corner, pal.
Oh, you get to stay inside.
Well, yeah, I think it's raining outside.
It's the corner of this park.
It's all coming up, Smith.
Not anymore. Yeah.
It was a lot of sex for you, you can put a side down. And I think, obviously, that was the biggest surprise for you, I think, on day one.
Yeah, well, I obviously didn't get any of the scripts. I don't know when everyone else got the script. I assume it was a little while ago.
I didn't trust David Rees with the script.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm not sure he can read, to be fair. So I think
I don't think he read it anyway, actually.
If you put it in audio book, though, he'd really enjoy it. So
it was like a couple of days before.
Oh, fair.
If that.
Okay.
Like 48. Yeah, less than 48
so
hours.
I was getting drip-fed the script throughout the first day. And the first day it was fucking a mop with cum on my face. And then, you know, pretending to...
Well, no, the fucking had stopped by that point.
Yeah.
Dingus. Read the script.
No, I didn't get it. It was just a lot of sex, wasn't it, the first day. I think the first day I was like, what the fuck is this?
But I think when you do see it back, day, it's kind of weird together, really tasteful.
Yeah, it's good.
Do you think you could maybe now do like a steamy 50 Shades of Grey type film?
No, because I think as soon as I appear, all that sort of stuff's, you know.
I thought it was quite sexy.
Did you?
Yeah.
Maybe the mop could be a steam mop, and that's where the steamy stuff comes in.
Right, so actual steam.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not... So I'm getting third degree burns from a mop.
No one said that. No one said that.
No? I assume it's implied.
No, think about how a film's made, you know. You film one side, then the other. So you can have all the steam going on the
mop side.
Now
I'm a method actor, mate. I'm going to be fucking
your side's bone dry.
I don't think I could do a 50 Shades. I'm so sorry.
That's a shame.
It's a shame. It's a shame, no.
But did you enjoy...
Just put that script in the bin, aren't you?
It's been cold calling to investors. Yeah.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind, but not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
As I've noted down, I had my annual leg and bum shave.
It says not hole.
Not my bum hole.
No, you're not.
It's just for some reason it gets too warm. And then I decide, I'll shave because my bum gets so hairy. And my legs, like the lower legs, I think I'll shave them. But it takes that long and I start it and then I go, I can't be bothered with this. But then you've got like a Mohican going on all down your thighs, so... have to commit.
Why do you shave your legs? Just
it gets... There's another heat wave coming. I thought, I'm just going to make myself as cool as possible in every sense of the word.
Mm.
Do you notice a difference?
It's a bit cooler. Bit
there
nippier.
We go.
Yeah. Bit comfier. Right. But yeah, the big pile of hair, it's just frightening. Like a little hedgehog in the bath.
What'd you do with it?
It's gone now. Oh, sorry, mate.
Next time.
Eh? Yeah. Oh, next year, baby.
Save the date.
what else have we done? Must have done something cool.
What sort of razor did you
use? There, please?
It was the annual live show in it, annual bum shave. Got some headshots done.
Oh, got some headshots
Yay!
Done. I've been told to get headshots for years. And then I always thought, thought of posing there like an idiot. I was too shy to do it. Finally did it. Posed like an idiot.
But a David Brent, sort of like
never. I never had the confidence
that's
for that.
Good.
But with 300 pictures, thankfully.
300?
Yeah, because it's just quick.
Oh, wow, okay.
Really quick, like loads of snap, snap, snaps.
I thought 300 different poses then.
I was just doing the 300 pose, like big smile
and
kick.
Good. Yeah, nice.
I did do that one.
Yeah.
For about 280. She said, leg down now, Stephen, eh? So we did those, and he was giving me different faces to do. One was pufferfish with eye closed. I didn't use that one for the actual headshots.
Pufferfish with eyes closed.
Yeah, what was he hoping to achieve from that?
It's just, I don't know, just you maybe to loosen up your face a bit. It must be a trick of the trade. With one eye open, sorry. Yeah, there you go.
Wow, okay.
Maybe there's an acting role that requires that.
Yeah, what character's that?
Captain Pugwash?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got that.
No,
you got Captain Pugwash. I'll wash your pug. No thanks, mate.
Why not?
No thanks, Captain.
Trapped in Pugwash. Can't stop washing pugs. I've been hypnotised.
It's not that bad though, is it, surely?
It's for the pugs.
Is it? They're having a great time.
Never felt so dirty.
Why exclusively pugs as
well?
Yeah,
mate.
Mate, if he's been hypnotised to do it, it's not him that you've got to question, is it? Surely it's the hypnotist.
Oh, Captain Slugwash was right there.
Well, he wasn't.
Captain Slugbush.
Obviously, he's right there.
He's left. He's never been here, mate.
So with those headshots, what is it, just where do they go?
I'm doing this Taskmaster thing, which is...
That's cool.
A stream. Yeah. But everyone had these professional pictures, and it was me with one from the Sidemen. So I was like, I really do need stuff for
probably haven't.
You know, yeah.
You excited for that? That's quite cool, isn't it?
I'm a little bit apprehensive, because obviously, you know, it's, you don't know what's going to be happening.
Yeah.
But it should be fun. I don't know what my persona's going to be, you know, whether I go down the Rod Gilbert route and try and make Alex Horn get naked, or the Matthew Benton? He's from Horrible Histories, do you know him, Ethan?
Oh, ghosts.
That was your...
It's Boynton, isn't
he
it?
He knows.
Boynton.
Boynton, yeah. But he's just really good, but also affable and pleasant.
Yeah, fun.
I think that's going to be me.
I'm going to be really good and affable and pleasant. These are the three things I'm going to be.
And I'm going to raise money for charity. Is that a crime?
Depends what a charity is, I guess.
Great Ormond Street. That's been decided. Yeah. I don't get to do anything about that.
Yeah.
On the call, I did when they mentioned charity, I did the joke of charity like that. No one laughed.
I think you found your character for the show. Yeah.
Are you doing it in the studio with?
I don't know.
Oh.
I was busy trying to make jokes on the call, wasn't I?
Just the next 25 minutes, good.
Sorry if I keep coming out with funny things. Don't put me on the actual show, guys. don't bloody get ideas. Here's my headshots, by the way.
You were announced. It's you, Squid.
All three of them, yeah.
The trio.
Yeah.
Bambino Becky.
Mm-hmm.
And Imogen... I forgot, was it Imogen?
Poots.
Imogen Poots.
Poots.
Another group of people were announced, and one of them was Matt Pat from
Game Theory. Yeah, I don't know
who that is. Oh, he's a big YouTuber back in the day. But are you going to be doing it with him as well, or is
imagine
it just...
he'll be in the room.
Oh, that's cool.
What's his thing?
He would make a lot of videos about just theories about games and stuff. So like why things would happen in the game, or like lore stuff. He was massive. His channel is up there.
Also, he's been announced as another contestant.
Yeah, yeah.
Is he funny? Cool. Is he cheeky with his theories?
Not really. I don't think he's a comedian. Like he does funny bits, but not.
They normally have one person who's not a comedian, but is sort of a personality of some sort.
I think his channel was like 10-20 mil.
Wow.
Like he was a big boy.
Who do they have on who's not funny?
But they're all funny and incredibly talented.
Go on, each fucking season.
No,
go on.
Say it, mate. No, go on.
No, they normally have someone who's like, an example, I saw one recently, which was Richard Osman, who isn't...
Yeah, that was one of the first seasons.
Yeah, he isn't technically
a comedian.
He was
funny, mate. He was
funny. But my God, he's funny.
I
like the Rest of the Entertainment podcast. I think it's great.
Max, you've got a great idea for a new Boddington's advert.
Fuck's sake.
And you've also had three eggs today. Talk us through that.
I've had three eggs as well, Smith. Sorry to step on your toes.
No, it's good.
What's this Boddington's advert? Oh, sorry, fried.
No, we'll do the eggs first.
Okay. Fried, then I put a baking tray over the pan.
Oh!
So that they cook evenly. I don't want the white stuff being all runny. Like one of those Evan Jones's victims.
I had one fried.
Eggs three ways.
Oh, wow. One raw.
Two ways. And then I boiled the other two.
Boiled them?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been getting a lot of meal deals, and I always get the boiled
<You're>
eggs. My kind of guy. £2 is quite good.
Yeah.
I keep getting the boiled eggs, the boiled egg pot.
Yeah, but I'm familiar with it.
I can just make it myself.
Do you wash them down with the Boddingtons?
No, the Boddingtons. You know when you sort of scramble it? Because I haven't done anything since the live show.
I thought you should have boiled. Scrambled.
That's good. You got to split the G for a Guinness.
Yeah.
A guy came to the bar the other day. He's like, can I get a body, please? Meaning a Boddington, I think, is slang for it. I was thinking, what a great thing that would be. What's your body count? And you go out and you just try and drink as many Boddingtons as you can.
Yeah.
By the end of it, you could have like a body count of 10. You've had 10 Boddingtons.
We don't serve Boddingtons here.
Well, I'll go somewhere else then.
Yeah.
You're just asking a young barmaid, what's a body count?
What would the barmaid be drinking?
If they don't serve Boddingtons, you're just going in saying, what's your...
I'm going to the lads that I'm out with.
Yeah.
So you're not saying to the bar lady like,
I'm not going to a barmaid.
To increase my body count.
Yeah. Sure. And I think you can help me.
Maybe don't say it like that. you don't go to the bar and say, I'm going to split the G. Give me a Guinness.
People do 100%
that. 100% someone's done that.
Yeah. Wow, dickheads, mate.
Yeah. This is the guy asking about people's body count. Awful stuff.
Boddington.
Proper
Boddington.
Manosphere. That's what they've got to you.
They have, to be fair.
You're the worst of us.
Yeah. Am I?
Well, you are now.
Hey guys, it's the solar eclipse today. First of the century. We're looking forward to that.
Is it the first of the century? I feel like they happen every other year.
Yeah, so for us, I think there was one, but they take a very...
Last one was 1999, I think.
Yeah.
No, they're like always happening.
Like a full eclipse.
Yeah, because I remember the last one, because I was in my
Tom
house.
Tom had just turned 40 in the last one.
And the rest.
Yeah. And I remember being stood on the drive in Cheel Hume. And it was the same old stuff about don't look at the sun, and all the news was like, be careful, don't stare at the sun.
What did you do?
I don't know.
Staring at this fella's
sun.
Is that
not just always the rules? I feel like I've heard a lot of people say that.
But people saying there's been stuff since, like, I don't think it's really concerned us, because that is the last one I remember, which is
right. No, I'm just more concerned that we're having to tell people not to stare at the sun. I feel like whether there's an eclipse.
Oh, you have to tell people not to stare at the sun.
Really? You do, yeah.
You have to put warnings on bleach not to drink it. Like, it's...
Sometimes it does look tasty, to be fair.
Yeah.
I love that smell of bleach, baby.
Yeah.
But why are they making it scented? Why are they doing a lemon one? You know, it's Edinburgh Fringe. Has anyone been watching the coverage?
No.
No, did you see all the Andy Burnham stuff?
Oh, Jesus so Christ. Good. Have you seen this?
I've not seen this, no.
It's like it was a Sky News bit.
Yeah.
And it's like, and really, I don't get it at all, because considering all the prime ministers we've had, it's like apparently it's like a thing now that Andy Burnham is like comedy gold. And I really don't get it, because he's...
Comedy gold because they can make these nothing jokes, and it's not like bashing a Tory prime minister where you go, I'm going to upset half the crowd here.
But yeah, the footage, I think the news report, it was like 5 minutes long.
Oh,
and you've got this group of like comics, and one's like riding a horse, and it's like, don't stop me now, singing this Andy Burnham song. And I think this is just doing comedy no favours at all.
Not at all.
And are you familiar with the impressionist Matt Ford?
I've heard the name. I don't know what he does.
Yeah. He's like the one, he's on like Sky Sports and talks, but all the time.
He does
like
yellow football stuff.
Like they wheel him out for everything.
Wheel him out?
Yeah, like he...
Good to be diverse.
Yeah, well done.
But I think his impressions are awful.
Really?
I didn't know he was an impressionist.
They all just sound like it's his own voice with just a slight, maybe.
Are you sure it's not just him talking to you?
No.
This impression of Gandhi's awful.
It's like he's like impressionist Matt Ford. It's just like, we used to have Alistair McGowan, you know?
Yes, yeah.
He's still with us.
He is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well done, Alistair.
Great work.
If you're watching.
It's mental that they still... I feel like all the commissioners go there and think, oh, this is real.
Shocking.
It's all on the internet these days.
Yeah, I don't
think
it's
right here.
Come on, guys.
Wait for Lock the Week. An original concept. Do you could have as part of maybe a satirical weekly show.
Yeah.
Just one of the many games they play. And, you know, a person in charge who wears glasses has a wacky voice.
Yeah.
And give it a couple of years, bald head.
And defends paedophiles, apparently.
Yeah.
Not I don't think Dara Breen does
not
that.
Not apparently.
Don't drag Dara Breen down.
I just meant like BBC commissioners.
Apologise to Dara, please.
Dara, if you're watching, have a good one.
If you're not, You should do. Yeah. Well,
I think you like this. I think you enjoy it.
I love it.
Sort of quick satire that we do. He's right up his street.
Yes.
That Andy Burnham skit. God, he'd love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good bit.
Yeah,
well done,
that was a good
man.
Bit.
Obviously, I've got loads more of great new news. But do we want to maybe do a little bit of Lock the Week now?
Oh, now we've teased it. We probably should.
Oh.
Should we do it?
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind, but not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
If this is the answer, what is the question? Hiding in a catering truck.
How did Max arrive to prom?
Yeah. brilliant. Yeah. it's actually better than what I did. I just walked in.
Covered in grease.
Catering truck dropped me off around the corner.
Sorry, mate. I'm embarrassed to be seeing me.
Oh, it's good to laugh, isn't it?
It's great. It's great.
Yeah.
I've got name somewhere you'd find Ryan before going on a holiday.
Nice.
Very good. Yeah. Yeah. Very
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
Sorry, Ryan.
During the holiday.
During the holiday. Yeah.
Where was Bin Laden's brother Bin Eaton found?
The overweight Portuguese detective suggested Madeleine McCann was where? According to David Rees, how did people get into the city of Troy?
That's
yeah. silly.
I've got where was Dave mainly spotted during his shift at the Cat's Pocket.
He didn't do a lot of work.
After a no show at the altar, we found Joe hiding where?
Aww.
Horrible,
that's
that,
horrible.
Isn't it?
It's awful. That is apologise to Becky, please.
Becky, if you're watching, thanks.
What? Your apologies are getting worse and worse.
Are they?
Yeah. Apologise. Thanks. He didn't even apologise to the disabled community on a patron.
So this was the news that Donald Trump secretly...
Well, he isn't that age.
Secretly Goated swapped planes as he left the NATO summit in Turkey last month as part of an elaborate ruse in response to a possible Iranian threat.
It's crazy. Yeah. He still goes to Turkey, even though there's an Iranian threat, and yet Ryan didn't.
Next up, if this is the answer, what is the question? North Korean missiles.
What's the new hit song from Kim Jong-un featuring Sam Fender?
I've got Sam Fender. Which brand deal do I regret the most?
I've got Things I'd Rather See Than James Ormerod's Next Film. James would have enjoyed that.
He would have given you a thumbs up.
Gone, oh, that's good.
Love that.
What's the worst makeshift dildo I've used?
That's good.
Is it?
Councillors are thinking of adding what to the skyline to brighten St. Helens up?
Oh.
What's something that's been touched more than Max's penis?
How does Cam Green refer to his biceps to pick up girls?
And he's got the haircut, hasn't he?
yeah, to be fair.
What's the name of the new indie band my kids are listening to?
President Zelensky accuses Moscow of using North Korean missiles to strike Ukraine. I can't read. Warning that this poses a greater risk to the rest of the world. Thank you, everyone.
I've got a peep in Tom, if you don't mind.
Ooh.
Are you looking at my kids? Stay away, you. I've seen you in the Facebook group chat. You're a horrible, creepy man. Keep away from here. Don't you dare come near my kids again. Are you salivating? Are you salivating around my children because of my children? I'm going to make posters of you. Stay away from here. Pull your trousers up now. Oi, that is not appropriate. You stay away from my kids.
We're peeping into the world of Spain.
Spain. Oh.
Wayne Lineker praises Casey Price for taking son Harvey to O Beach in Ibiza.
Don't think that's really an appropriate place for Harvey. Harvey.
Harvey. Harvey.
I'm struggling with my bees today.
Hey, are you looking at my kids? Stay away, you. I've seen you in the Facebook group chat. You're a horrible, creepy man. Keep away from here. Don't you dare come near my kids again.
Have you seen Margot Robbie in that Harvey film?
So I used to have quite a bad speech impediment years ago.
Yeah. What was it?
Just, I don't know, I struggled to get my words out and I would do that a lot. So it was around the time I was about 15, about, I don't know, like 14 to 16. And then I think I just spoke too fast and it went away, but of late, I feel like it's resurfacing.
Do you think nipping
the
finger?
Really fucking careful, you know?
Maybe all the power was in
it's
your
okay
finger.
It's okay now.
You've got rid of it.
It's okay now.
I said it's okay now.
Oh, you said I feel so gay.
I feel so gay now, man.
I feel so gay. Yeah. Should we have some lovely, you laugh, you lose?
If it's lovely, that'd be nice.
Yeah. How are we doing this?
So you laugh, you lose has been... I think it was initially suggested that it was you.
Well, I owned up, didn't I? During Tom's, I said, oh, I laughed.
Yep.
I guess it's me. Then a lovely patron came to me after the show and said, you know, Ryan laughed first.
Yeah.
And I said, what the fuck? He made no notion of that.
No.
Watch the tapes back. Lo and behold, oh, he laughs. Not once, but twice.
Oh, God.
Tongue in the side of his mouth, trying to play it off like he was doing that. Awful, disgusting. Called him.
It's the last thing you want, isn't it?
Rang him up. Called him various names.
Yeah.
He went, no, I did laugh.
Well, that's the
point.
Say
it, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, problem solved.
Ryan has sent a video, is that correct?
Hi, I'm the Rhino. Here's my top 10 facts and tips about cats. Don't bother giving your cat a name, because once it starts learning to respond to your calls, it'll get hit by a car and die. They say cats only have 9 lives. Unless my cat was hit by 8 other cars that I didn't know about, I'm pretty sure it's only one. Don't get too attached to your cat, because you'll fall in love with it, and then it will die. Cats love to play. My cat loves rolling over car bonnets. Used to, anyway. You should feed your cat at least once a day. Chances are, it's its last meal. Cats love chasing mice. Mine chases 40 to 50 a day because it's dead in heaven. During the medieval times, people that owned black cats were accused and burned at the stake for being witches. At least the cat got to live. Ah! Why? Well, there you have it. 10 tips and facts about cats. Don't forget to hit that like button right meow.
Wow.
Oh, that was very good, Ryan.
Very, very good.
Very good.
I'm back. I'm not going to use Jammo anymore. He's looking for 25 quid these days. Priced himself out. Idiot.
I'm available for £2.
Really?
Yeah, I'll class that as a sale.
God, and your one in the gym was really good.
Really?
Wait,
good.
That got a laugh. One with that silly shirt. Yeah, think of with my writing and your performance, God, what we could do.
Probably raise a laugh or two, I imagine.
Well, I think, and the rest.
Yeah,
mate.
Maybe.
And the rest.
Maybe
I'm seeing BAFTAs, I'm seeing Oscars.
Yeah, that'd be nice, wouldn't it? A little Oscar run.
A little Oscar run.
Yeah, a little.
Cheeky little Oscar run.
Oscar or two.
Stage. Two would be enough.
Yeah, I don't want to.
And if they said, oh, you're nominated for a third, I'd go.
I think when you get into 3 Oscars, the film's getting a bit pretentious.
Yeah,
I think
absolutely.
2 is like...
We know our level.
Yeah.
We know our level.
We ain't trying to make, you know...
So this You Laugh, You Lose is going to be a film?
Yeah. No, that was a 30-second clip.
Oh, okay.
Get out the
writer's room.
The
Oscars.
My God. Like this chump.
Yeah. He's not going to win an Oscar.
It's going to be a movie, maybe.
All right, Val. Yeah.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind, but not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
Stephen, are you familiar with John? Is it Nellis?
Yes.
Yes.
I've met him a couple of times. The Irish shorts king.
I used to make videos with John.
Did you?
Yeah. Back in the day. Fantasy football hub.
Wow. Yeah. We're putting one of Ethan's now.
No, well, not.
So his content's quite interesting. Well, it's this very kind of like Thogden-esque and like...
Well, Thogden ripped him off.
Right.
So he was first and getting all the views with... Yeah. And then, you know, these others have come along and said, hey, I like that slop. I'm going to do it myself.
I'm going to go to a football...
More gruel for you. More gruel for you. Yeah. Don't take my gruel formula. That'll get me on Strictly, he shouted.
Well, yeah. I just thought, I don't really know much of John.
I don't know much
bits,
of John either.
It was a surprising Strictly.
Yeah, I don't see him and go, oh, that's a personality who's going to do well on Strictly. You know, it's not like someone who you go, oh, they've got
a
lot of views.
A few weeks, but because of the name,
The stuff is more, you could have literally anyone saying it. And it's just the formula of the video.
Yeah.
Can I ask what that formula
is? How many coffee shops do I have to go into before I find one that will fill this football boot full of matcha?
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Yeah. I'm going to walk around the stadium and see if I can do more steps or kilometres than this
player. That's nice, Khaled. We're having a chat.
Do you want to go on Strictly?
No, thank you, sir.
No. That's not your offer. It's not your offer. I just thought that, bloody hell, like...
Stop swearing. God, you'll never go on Strictly there.
You must be knocking on the door if John Nellis is getting on. Respect to John.
No, I don't want to go on.
No.
Dancing on Ice?
Whenever it's been even, you know, in the air, I've said no.
Have you been...
Is it London?
Have you been approached about Strictly?
No, it's just, oh, would you want to do Strictly? No. So before,
is anyone asking you, or is this just the question?
The manager will talk about different things.
So it's someone that could do it. It's not just like Tom asking you the question.
Whoa.
Tom's my manager.
Don't defend me.
Hey. No, I'll do it.
Okay.
When it comes to our Oscar-winning film, you'll show respect to my manager.
Sorry.
Thank you.
I apologise. Sorry, Tom. Just didn't know.
£1.50.
What, my money?
No, that's what you're getting out.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
That's what it is now. Ruin it for yourself.
25%
Ruin it. Real shame.
That's what he takes.
Real shame.
Gosh, sorry, guys.
He's managing you now, though.
Yeah.
What am I making? That's what I'm excited to
Bit of a racket.
Fuck, I said one thing. We're all chatting about John fucking Nellis going on Strictly.
Hey,
I said one
potty
thing.
Mouth.
No. It's allowed. Allow it, fam.
Yeah, loud mouth.
Yeah. Go on, go back to your chat about John bloody Nellis and his shoes.
Hey, all these bloodies. On the day of the eclipse, this could be doomsday for us.
Could be.
And you're going to go to hell
praying
now.
Praying for him, mate.
You're going to hell.
I'll have fun down there.
What, with him?
Oh, God. That would be how we're in this fucking room.
You'd look around all these hidden rooms. It's not bad, is it?
Starting to pick up, isn't it?
They all look like us, don't they, Max? God, we really fit in, don't we?
Yeah, that's fun. I saw a teacher on TikTok talking about a new novel punishment where if kids are misbehaving in class, they've traditional disciplinary methods just aren't working anymore. So now the first stage is to bring parents in to sit with you in class.
What if your parents are busy?
Well, this is it. I mean,
it's
a very, it's a massive inconvenience, but they have to do it.
Have you tried that with your other half, or
explain what you mean?
just wondering, just general.
We're not sitting in on that.
What?
Too lazy on that.
We're not sitting in on that.
I think he means kissing.
Oh God, no! Just
kissing.
Just
the way you said it was a little bit smutty. I thought
was
you meant like your dick. Yeah.
Go on, what's... What would you? What are you not sitting in on?
Me personally. Yeah. Oh God, so many things.
The writer's room. You're out of that for the film, the Oscar-winning film.
I didn't realise I was invited.
You no, which is why we had to kick you out.
Right,
you're,
sort of,
you're on the glass, just saying, "What are you going to make
technically
a movie?"
Not in the room.
Oh, no. But this space. Ethan, did you think he was talking about his penis, or was that just me?
I also thought.
Right.
It was a reference.
Well, you've got a reputation of being a smutty boy, Smith.
I thought it was definitely some sex stuff going on there.
Munt Smith is trying to act like he's all innocent. You're in hell. You're with Ethan.
With me.
Yeah.
You don't get
you're not getting out like that.
I'm going to kill myself again in hell.
Now we're bunking. Which is what I call fucking.
Not saying it. Fuck off. Fuck off. I'm so annoyed. Talk about John Nellis again and his big shoes. His big Matchfield shoes. God. Have fun walking in them, mate.
I was surprised that John Nellis got on because...
Yeah, same.
I don't think he's... it doesn't seem like a YouTube personality. It's more someone who's got a formula of doing videos. But
I don't want to come for someone making videos, but it is like kind of...
He's a nice guy. So it's not like...
And he talks about it, but it's slop, really, isn't it? It's almost like awful.
It is slop. It's just keeping people's attention. Could all do that, mate. Could all get hundreds of millions of views. We choose not to each week.
There's the other lad who does it, the ginger one.
Oh, the Man City fan.
Yeah,
it's terrible.
I'm gonna go to a football match and shout 6-7 in the 67th minute.
Tom's just there,
and it's a whole
aggressor.
Yes,
both them.
Trying to kick him out.
A Man City game.
I do it for the love of the game. Don't monetize this.
I'll need the camera for this.
It's now time for Stephen Lies.
Ooh.
Stephen Lies. Stephen's sweet little lies. Oh yeah, he's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
Khaled, would you like to reveal your answer first, please?
A wooga.
Oh no, not in my fresh undies.
Why does this always happen?
Okay, and the question today is, what do you say when you orgasm?
Okay. Most of these
are... Did you just orgasm?
Partly.
What's yours?
A wooga.
A wooga.
That's...
Cass, no.
Well, I can explain quite simply.
So simple, right?
Yeah. The reason being is I want to be memorable to any lovers that I have. And you're going to remember a guy who says a wooga at the end, aren't you?
So all the stuff before you get to a wooga isn't the memorable part. It's just the wooga.
I don't remember shit, mate. Not remember anything. But when I say a wooga, they go, that was a bit interesting. Then they think,
doesn't that ruin the moment of climax? Not for them, obviously. Mm. But for you.
Oh, I'm properly in my head while it's happening. Yeah.
Do you just say a wooga every time?
Yeah, every time. Yeah, even if I'm on my own.
Yeah.
Just practice, muscle memory. So you just shout that, and then what happens, this little trick, is...
It's
even,
a trick, is it?
Yeah,
is
well, it's a trick.
No, I'm not tricking anyone, but right. What happens is they go, I think what happened before was terrible, but I also think he might have said a wooga at the end. They want to check. Come back again.
Did he say a wooga?
So they have to have sex with you
again.
Him again. that's the simplest way to find out, is it?
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Also, I didn't want to... make an actual noise, did I? I didn't want to go like, oh, sorry, whoopsie.
Oh, sorry, whoopsie.
That's what you say.
No, I don't. I say wooga. This is the point.
You say, oh, sorry, whoopsie.
Sometimes.
Whoopsie. I've done a whoopsie.
Yeah, I do. Well, I don't. I say a wooga.
A wooga. How do you say it?
A wooga.
Okay. It'll play. Stephen, what was yours again?
Oh, no. Not in my fresh undies.
Fresh?
Fresh undies.
You've just put them on. Really? Yeah.
Would you be less annoyed if it's dirty undies that you've been wearing for a while?
Or is it the freshness that really gets you going?
Just clean on.
It's not every, certainly it's not every time you have fresh undies on.
No.
But it
no,
is every time good. You orgasm.
Mm. A lot of the times, to the point where, you know, if I'm asked what you say when you orgasm, it's...
It's most commonly is.
It's this phrase. Yeah. Oh, no, not my fresh undies. And it doesn't have to be clean on, essentially. It could just be, you know, people see them and go, oh, they're fresh, mate.
Yeah
nice.
Mm. And then I instantly...
But they also go, they're full of cum.
It's kind of a bit of a brag, really.
They were fresh.
And everyone was admiring them.
I never filled them with cum. It's a thimbleful, if that. More like my penis has sneezed.
Ate through an orgasm.
Why are you pulling faces after asking this question? You prude?
No, it's
a horrible question.
What do you say? Oh, don't tell father.
No, I don't say that.
Tom, why have you written that?
Why does this always happen? Maybe I misread it slightly, but I was thinking post-orgasm. you know, once orgasm has taken place.
Sorry, there's no question mark either. Mm. Oh, no.
Yeah, well, sorry, that's bad.
The last thing I want is to be pulled upon a situation.
Because that could be you go, why does this always happen?
No. But the way I said it, unprompted, is how I meant it. So yeah, it did need a question mark.
So you're, what do you mean, why does this always happen?
I guess I'm thinking more kind of when I'm on my own and you think, oh, this is, this would be a good idea. I've got maybe 5 minutes to myself. And then afterwards, it's just like, you know,
why does this always happen?
Well, you know why it happens, because you've been tugging your todger.
No, I know exactly.
what the fuck's going on here?
I think you're a little confused. You're a little confused. I'm not shocked as to what's happened.
If you say this,
I know
you
what's
say this
happened.
Every time.
It's kind of rhetorical. It's rhetorical.
So you're doing a bit.
But you know why it happens.
Why does this always happen?
Well, what I'm saying is, it's just, why does this always happen? Like, I get 5 minutes to myself, you know.
And you're wasting it.
And
it,
well, yeah, but also, it's just, I don't know, I just feel, you don't feel, I think you always feel better before than you do after.
Hey, speak for yourself. I think,
you know, what if you're not alone, though? Do you say that as well? Because that would be quite offensive, I imagine, to any partners that you're with afterwards. You went,
So I didn't have a one rule fits all for the different types of orgasms, but this is one that I go to a lot when I'm on my own, when I think...
You say,
you know,
it the most out of all the others.
Yeah, so this will be a good idea.
What if you're not alone, what would you say afterwards?
What would I say?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know, you're welcome. So we're bringing the curtain down. Another great session of lovemaking. You're welcome. Probably got you a few times there. I'll take my one.
Just a tally mark. This is a guy who's got a tally mark of orgasms in his bedroom.
So obviously, you know, there's different types of orgasms, you know.
I've got you a few times.
Count yourself lucky, mate.
Yeah. Well, this one child goes, I put four down. I think there were four in there.
Talking like his paintball.
What have you gone for, Max?
I've just gone with her.
Rubbish that, mate.
That's just, do you mean rubbish? I'm not
rubbish
doing a bit,
that.
Am I?
Can we hear it as it would be? Go on.
What more do you want from me?
That's nasty.
What about the 10 seconds before? So 10 seconds build up, what noise are you making then? And then that, and then we can picture it.
Yeah, come on.
10 second build up?
Yeah, so in the last 10 seconds.
We'll close out.
He's still taking his pants down at this point.
I mean, look, this is just a nice, simple, I'm not doing a bit, I'm not trying to impress anyone. There's no one there most of the time.
Right. Well, that's what I was thinking. For some reason, I went to there's no one there kind of moments.
Yeah.
Loser.
Loser, mate. Pathetic, mate.
I think it's you, Tom.
It's me.
I
think it's Callum.
No, it's good.
I think a Wooger is not.
It's classic Callum. Yeah.
Really?
That is, to be fair. Yeah. So classic.
Max, he's not really gone for it.
Yeah, I think his has to be true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tom, why does this always happen? Didn't really make sense when explained.
Yeah, I think
it.
You're a confident enough man that you wouldn't be surprised.
This is when I'm on my own.
Yeah, but I don't think you'd be surprised at the feeling.
I just think, like, it's never quite what you think it's going to be
but
when you're
probably,
on your own.
If you
have a partner, why are you wanking more
it's
than...
occasional. These days, I'm not wanking anywhere near as much as, you know, I used to.
Love that.
Yeah. Legend.
Is that the bar for a legend?
I think so. I'll say a Wooger afterwards.
This guy doesn't wank as much anymore. Hats off to him, mate.
I'm gonna vote for Tom.
You vote for me?
For Tom.
Yeah.
What was your question, Tom?
What would you say when you make a spillage down your shirt? I could have said so many things, but I had a feeling it was me.
I thought it was me. I thought this is going to be me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd probably say the same thing.
Well, I just thought, this is going to be something dodgy, and I'm going to say something kind of clean that doesn't quite fit, but...
You should probably play the game properly for the sake of a clip.
Yeah. Max's noise is just the same as Detective Johnson, I've noticed. So was very method on the film.
Well, I'm not going to stop making up noises for orgasm.
Detective Johnson's orgasm kind of freaked me out a little bit. It was quite aggressive, as was yours then.
You have to go there, Ethan.
Okay. Still didn't really like Auger, though.
Ogre?
Auger.
I think it was just a bit of fun.
Yeah, still love. Get out, Callum.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind. But not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ETHOS.com. Application times and rates may vary.
So we've got a guest lined up this week, a real guest, not just someone wandering in.
Okay.
Really? Because it feels like they always wander in, or there's been a misunderstanding.
No. Absolutely. Well, this was a famous misunderstanding, a very famous one. But we can look back on it fondly. Have you seen the new Primetime movie that's coming out starring Robert Pattinson?
No, watch Spider-Man. Do you mean Spider-Man?
No, I don't mean Spider-Man. Don't mean Spider-Man.
I've not watched any trailers for movies. I like to go in blind.
Okay, well, obviously we're familiar with Dateline, To Catch a Predator, the Chris Hansen show.
Don't watch TV, only watch movies.
Right, okay, well, this is the...
What makes him so handsome?
So that's just his name, Stephen. That's just his name.
Chris Hansen. Chris Hansen.
Hansen. A little bit like the
band.
Get
your hand off my son, I'd shout back at him.
Well done. But obviously, I guess in this show, he's the good guy.
You're guessing, you don't know.
No, I know. I've seen the show.
So you're guessing, so the other people
honestly,
could
guys,
be good guys
really
as well.
Cool you to see the show, and I was chatting to you earlier about it, and you seem really well-versed, so this is...
not like that. I seem really well-versed.
Anyway, so obviously, the film's obviously going to be a big... It's a big deal looking back at this show for years that made the paedophile sting famous.
Sting of a pedo.
Yes. Sting a paedophile, is he?
No, the old pedo sting where you trap someone and then...
The old pedo sting.
The old pedo sting.
Well, isn't he a Geordie?
Yeah, he is a Geordie.
He's a paedophile. Sting.
Yeah, I don't think he is a paedophile. Right, is that correct, Tom?
So allegedly, sorry, save our own bacon here. Nice
also calling him old as well.
Yeah, shocking. Not,
I don't know what something's come up.
The award-winning singer Sting.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Potential paedophile, but we're not sure.
Also from the police, so why on earth would he be a paedophile?
Yeah. Also, really not looking to attack Sting or the police here.
Police sting when they police roll out to stop a car chase.
Absolutely.
Kind of like that?
Chasing a
trying to stop, an older man.
Maybe he's on the bus.
Or woman. An inappropriate relationship with a younger person.
Women can be singers as well.
Of course. Terry Potts,
Cheryl
who we've
Cole.
Got on the show
yeah.
today.
Cheryl Cole's a Geordie singer.
Susan Boyle.
He didn't do any of the bad things that he would be, that the sting was set up for.
He's not a paedophile.
So I feel like we're there, but for the wrong reason. But Terry's not a paedophile.
So he's there for the wrong... What's the right reason to be there?
Yeah, well, the right reason for the premise of the show for entertainment purposes was...
Purposes? He's 14 or something, mate.
Was to...
They did it for entertainment.
With a child, but obviously that's not what...
Why are you talking
Terry,
about that? We're doing a comedy podcast.
That's not what Terry was there for. And obviously Terry's episode became quite fun because it was a misunderstanding. Terry, in you come.
Hello there. How are we?
Hi, Terry.
You won't believe the misunderstanding that I had.
What?
Just remembered.
What happened?
Do you want to talk, us through it,
you meant
Terry?
To be on the White Noise podcast with the basketballer, that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, no. So I've locked up. I'm in a park, okay? It's late at night and I'm going to meet a friend. The friend is a lovely lad. 11 years old, good
How
guy.
How old are you?
I'm 85 now, but a few years ago, well, 65.
Sorry. You're 85 now?
Yes, but back, I look good for it.
And he's the one that's deaf.
Yeah. That's the sort of fun that I like, not any other sort
You'll
of fun.
You'll do well here, Tess.
Thank you. So I've rocked up to the park, I'm 65, I'm still a spring chicken. I go and see my friend.
Just retired?
Yes, so I had a bit of time on my hands.
Oh, nice.
Just time. So then I've got to the park and I came up with an idea because I was feeling a wee bit lonely.
And also they were running late, it seems.
They were running late. Well, this is the problem. So I'm sat there. I'm on the swings. Of course, it's my favourite thing to do at the park.
So you said it was late at night. What time are you talking?
Well, it was about 10 o'clock.
And this 11-year-old is meeting you?
Well, we didn't want to do it in a D because, you know...
Do what?
Meet up.
Yeah, but 10 p.m, surely the parents are going, no, you're not going out this time. Yeah.
Kids had to sneak out.
Yeah, he's had to sneak out.
I feel like most parks are
all
locked.
It was is we simply didn't want to tell
after
the parents.
A certain
no,
time.
Not these parks. Not in Glasgow. God, they wouldn't know.
That's a valid point.
No, I'm
he's had to jump over a fucking fence to get into a park.
So you say we didn't want to tell his
fields,
parents.
Parks are fields, mate. They're just open fields.
Not all parks. Especially not with swings on.
There's way more parks that are open than locked. Are you mental? Parks are open space. What are they doing?
You're
getting chicken
like
wire all around.
If he's on a swing, it's going to be an enclosed space. They don't just have random swings in the middle of fields. What fucking weird park's these?
Could
parks
be a tyre swing.
There's loads of
he's in a tyre swing.
Park.
Was it a tyre swing?
It was a tyre swing.
It was a tyre swing.
Yes.
Well, seems like now I've got new information. I can internalise that and be like, okay, fair enough.
I just feel like he wasn't trying to mislead you and you have kind of kicked off a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm kicking off because everyone's really against me.
Judgmental.
No one wants to listen to my very
a weirdo on a tyre swing.
We don't know he's a weirdo.
Well.
Perfectly normal guy.
Hey, come hang out with his tyre swing.
Doing the podcast round, so yeah. I assumed he was legit.
I've got anecdotes, boy. Yeah. Well, just one anecdote.
Yeah, one anecdote about meeting a kid.
Other boy, yeah.
So, massive misunderstanding on my part because he's nothing to do with the TV show.
Yeah, apparently so, yeah. So,
but go on, tell your story, Terry. So,
we've met. Well, we were going to meet up, and the idea was I was feeling quite lonely. My wife had just passed away. Very sad. Very sad. No, still not over that. Still very, very raw.
Oh.
So I've said
yeah, that one, isn't it? It's more Stephen's reaction.
I've said to my friend, I said, why don't we run away together?
So how old is this?
Is the friend the 11-year-old?
Yeah, big time.
Can we keep referring to them as the 11-year-old just so we don't get confused?
Okay. Yeah. I've said to my
also, why
my
are you
friend,
running you have, away? You've got your house.
Yes, but this is the thing.
So the 11-year-old that you have encouraged to lie to his
yeah,
parents?
Yeah, because we're mates. You know, you do a bit of sort of camera.
What did your wife die of?
I don't know. No one ever told me.
And so, how old was your wife when she passed?
I'm not aware, though. She was 35.
And did you go to the funeral?
Oh, I was there, yeah, but no one would tell me what had happened. Yes, sir. I like
you were
this.
65, she was 35.
Yes.
When did this relationship start?
Like an Avril Lavigne song, isn't it?
10 years earlier.
Okay.
So everything's above board. There's nothing weird or nasty going on here. I just
nothing
made,
weird or nasty about this
I just made a friend, I've come to the park, I've got my bag, and I said, why don't we run away together? But you make an interesting point earlier.
Thank you, yeah.
About
yeah.
my house. I loved my house. So I said, we'll take the house with us. So we'll all go, me, you, the house, and we'll go as far away as we can.
Yeah.
What, was the house on wheels?
No. So this is the thing.
I think the thing is you meeting an 11-year-old
no,
at 10
don't,
p.m.
No.
Well, I think Terry's saying it's not the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
So
think,
this is the point I'm making. I've got my bag, and these weirdos, and actual weirdos, have come and accused me of something.
And this is, sorry, in the bag is your house.
Well, in the bag doesn't look great, I'll be honest with you. So in the bag, I did have 100 extra large condoms.
Yeah, what are you doing with that?
I was making balloons.
Oh, like Up. You're the guy from Up.
No, this is the other thing that pissed. I was there before Up. It's based on me. But no one wants to talk about that, do they?
But something was Up.
No, that's
that bloody
not
tire
nice.
Swing rope.
But of course, I had 100 XL condoms because they're more firm than balloons. 97%
weather resistant. Yeah.
Are they slippery though? Not great for.
Well, it was hard to blow them. Yes.
Did you have a lot of helium? Because obviously the reason that the balloons worked was because of the helium,
yes.
And not for the.
So my career was a helium seller.
But you'd
helium
retired.
Seller.
Yes, but I had a load of stock that I couldn't shift.
So you'd stolen.
Because it's hard to sell stuff. No, this was. You're like them guys trying to sting me. I'm just a normal guy.
I'm not trying to sting
trying
you.
Trying to take
I'm
my friend away
I'm
for life.
Just question your logic.
Keep
friend.
Sorry. You're trying to take him away for life.
Well, we might come back one day, but we had plans. We were going to go and see the world. Niagara Falls. It's meant to be beautiful.
Everything else
like
in the bag.
Viagra Falls.
Yeah, good.
How did you meet him?
Well, he knocked on my door once as a wee.
So is this before you'd taken your house with you?
Yes.
Just before your wife died?
No, wife's dead. Boy comes along, says, can I help you in any way? I thought, you bloody can. I need a friend to help me go on holiday.
What did he say to that?
He said, well, I haven't got a badge for that. I said, I'll make you a badge. So in the bag, which didn't help me, was a badge that said, good boy.
Right.
And yeah.
I was going to sew that on his lanyard, you know.
He had a lanyard?
Yes.
And you're going to sew it onto the lanyard?
Big time, because we had a lot of time in the air.
Yeah.
So I had that. I had a book to read, The Very Hungry Caterpillar, because I'm working on my reading, you see.
So I was going to read that in the air. We were going to land at Niagara Falls. Nothing weird was going to happen.
Not an airport near to...
No, just right on the end of the falls. Would have been lovely and scenic.
It's lovely. Who's Nick? Is this another kid you're meeting?
No. One child you meet and people are stinging you for it.
Yeah.
There should be a rule where you meet three or four, they start asking a question, but one seemed perfectly fine to me at 10 p.m. in the park.
So you couldn't have met him at your house.
Well, he packed up the house, hadn't you?
Exactly.
The house is still there.
The house is still there. You've just got to go back to the house.
You've got to remember, sir. It's a long way for the boy to walk on his own. He's only 11. So I said, well, meet at the park, I'll walk you
there. But he's already been to your house. He's not done your house.
No, he's not been to... Well, he has been to your house.
After all that walking, he needs a rub down.
And that was the other problem. I shouldn't have rubbed him down. look at that. That was probably...
So you're almost kind of like on the side of these... What were they kind of...
I could see where the confusion laid, but right. I said it's perfectly honest, you know.
Yeah.
And the problem is, you got me, you got the guy who's panicking before he went on holiday. You know, I'm panicking, I'm going to lose my job. He was a real nonce. But me, I was just a guy with a misunderstanding.
Yeah. So your defence is there's other paedophiles out there.
So I'm not one of them. You're right. Like you're thinking.
No, but you're putting words in my mouth there. Okay. Just reiterating.
I wasn't putting anything in anyone's mouth. That was the other accusation I had to.
Well, you're putting condoms in a boy's mouth.
No, I did all the blowing. I would not make him do anything.
You wouldn't
blowing.
Even need to blow them because of the helium.
Yeah, well, I've got to add them for 8 seconds.
Did you even need him there at this point then?
Yeah, it was a bit of company chatting. Right.
What time was it when you finished blowing up 100 condoms?
Well, by this point, police are everywhere.
Did you say CCTV?
Yes.
In a park?
Yes.
Right.
So it's like an enclosed park?
Yes. Well,
no. Right. So it's an enclosed park?
Yeah, sorry, yeah.
So it's not a field of them.
And it was locked as well. I had to break in. You made a great point earlier, but they did have a tire swing in the park.
Lovely tire swing, yeah.
So he is actually, that's the first person.
You do get tire swings in these parks.
You don't need to tell me that, Tom.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's a bit strange. Hang on. Maybe we need to look a bit closer to home here.
Yeah, yeah. Has anything gone on with you in the park?
Fuck off.
I think I'm just an 85-year-old man who's come on and tell a very funny story.
Where have you been for the last 20 years? I'm assuming in prison.
No. This is before podcast, so I was doing sort of like Ant and Dec Saturday morning TV.
They had podcasts 20 years ago.
Yeah, but I was, I'm an elderly
but
man.
But as soon as it happened, you started going on the circuit to tell your story.
And the whole thing, it was the children's entertainment show circuit.
Yes. Well, I thought, speak to the people who will understand first. Yeah.
So the retirement dream at Niagara Falls, that's your job.
I love Ant and Dec. Yeah, hang on.
Now you're a podcaster.
I need to get onto Saturday morning British TV.
I'm wildly out of breath. I thought, this is ridiculous. I've come up with this idea. I've made a few mistakes along the way.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And you did suffer some reputational damage.
Yeah, that was the problem. People kept calling me a pedo and I said, no, I'm just a man with a dream.
And what about the picture of you with Mini Ant and Dec?
Yeah, that's not looked good either. I suggested we do a segment together, you know, a bit of a laugh, you know, show. I'm not a threat to them.
And the producers said what?
Well, I didn't tell the producers. That's the thing. So I just contacted them directly, met them in the park. and then we got a whole other issue again.
Was that a closed park?
Yeah. Questions. Same park?
Yeah, same time.
Same stuff in the bag?
Because I thought part of the interview would be part of the anecdotes. Yeah. Like, look at all these condoms I've got.
Well, I guess as a retired man, you're kind of on your own time.
Exactly. Yeah,
so
said,
10 o'clock, I guess, for you is just...
Yeah. Well, it's a bit late, I'll admit that, but I thought, let's hang out at the park. So that didn't help either.
Well, Terry...
that was fun anecdotes.
You've been a fantastic guest.
Yeah, you have. Yeah, surprisingly. Really good.
Shocked a lot of people with this performance.
Yes.
Can I ask, how did Tom get in touch?
Well, he said, I've been meeting some youngsters in parks and I've heard about you. And he said, I've got a lot of
guess around.
He said, I don't want to get in trouble like you did.
Yeah.
I said, what are you meeting him for? To take him on holiday? Go to a park? You know, he said, no.
Oh,
so all he said was no. With a look in his eye that I had.
You didn't want
to get caught. So we were having a different conversation. It just so happened to mention that you do a lot of podcasts. And I thought, well, that's perfect.
Yeah, you thought, I've got a podcast. I can ask you for advice.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's how we kind of got into it. And we've been back and forth when we go in the park. We've really hit it off.
So we got you on this episode?
Yes.
Even though we had Khaled Gay. It's like he's desperate to replace Khaled, isn't
it? Well, yeah, he said, we've got this other guy on. he's rubbish.
No offence, but the fact he's trying to get a paedophile on instead of Callum Gale is ridiculous.
Well, I heard that Callum Gale's very popular, I've heard.
With the paedophiles?
No, not with him. No, he don't like them, they don't like him.
But it seems like the only...
Are you happy that he's called you a paedophile, then?
Well, this is where they try and put words in your mouth. See, he's clever, this one. Not like that one. He's clever.
What the fuck?
Guys, I hope I've cleared my name and it's lovely to meet you. And
I don't think you have.
I'll let that handsome bastard come back on.
Maybe keep him out there as well.
Okay.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind. But not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5 star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
It's the final question.
Hello, everyone. Yep. Time for the final question.
Yeah, get up with it.
And this week, I'm going to ask you, would you rather take 50 grand cash or flip a coin for a chance at $1 million?
Flip a coin, baby.
Ooh, flip a coin, yeah. I'll take 50,000, please.
Have you got a coin? Can we see if we would have got...
Yeah, I'm flipping the coin.
Of course he does.
I like that.
Does he?
I like that a lot.
We've got a £2 million scratch card here.
Well, hold on.
Yeah.
Let's do this first. Because I'm taking the 50 grand.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I can be the tosser.
Yes.
you have been since the start, Stephen. Enough! Enough!
Oh, come on.
What are you going for? Are you all taking the risk?
Yeah, I'll take the risk.
Taking the risk. Who's going first? Max.
Okay. Are we saying heads or tails, or are we just saying heads is...
Heads or tails before you go, yeah.
Okay, heads.
Happy with that?
Yep.
It's tails.
I'll have some tails, please.
Okay, he met an 11-year-old boy. It's a tail. Happy with that?
No, but go on.
Oh, well, I can't really do it if you're not happy.
I'm happy. Can't wait.
It's heads. Oh.
Does the money roll over? Do I get 3 million?
Fuck off.
Okay. Tails, please.
It was tails, though, I think.
Okay. Nah, I'm not bad at this point. It's police swarming everywhere.
I wasn't happy with that either.
It'll be tails again.
It is! You've won a million!
I need to borrow some money,
Ethan.
Man.
Yeah. I'll take the 50 grand, thanks,
Stephen. There's the 10p.
Ah, brilliant. I won the lottery.
There we have it. 50 grand. A million?
£1 million? What a
No, no, a couple of guys are going to ask you for 50 grand. Say no.
Sorry. Do not give it.
What do I need that money for anyway, you know?
I feel like I've come off really well on this podcast, you know?
I think
you've got £1 million.
I've got £1 million. I've got on the podcast. That's like winning £1 million in the first place.
In a way.
You've wormed your way out of that sticky situation you found yourself in.
I didn't find myself in a sticky situation.
I know,
Well, the Awooga.
Yeah, the Awooga.
That was sticky. Oh. Sorry, everyone.
Oh.
Never normally do this, but get out.
Yeah.
Cool. Get that other guy back in.
Guys, that was Callum Gale that joined us today. Yeah. Sorry about that.
No, it's fine. That's 3 weeks of waiting, though, eh?
Yeah. I've also been joined by Stephen Tries.
He's not really saying my name properly.
And
I'll stay. I've got nowhere else to be.
And Max,
yeah,
you join me as well today. Thanks ever so much.
Thank you.
And thank you, Ethan.
And thank you, Ethan. Yeah, catch us over on the bench.